It's time now for the Best of Ourselves segment with Marcia Hyatt. Good morning. Happy New Year.
Same to you, CJ. Happy New Year, Jane.
Nice
Happy
holiday. New
Year. Yeah, lovely.
Good.
Lovely.
Good.
Yeah, and it was one, it was cool enough that I didn't really need to move around a lot. It was great. So, and of course, New Year's relates to what I want to talk about, which is year-end reflection.
Oh.
And, you know, this is a great, you know, the turning of the year is nothing magical about that, but it is a great sort of catalyst to stop and reflect. And so I want to talk a little bit about year-end reflection. And then January, I want to talk about those New Year's resolutions, intentions, habits, all that stuff that we keep hitting back. And we never quite get perfectly right, you know?
Yeah.
So this is a really nice time to step back, and Tom and I are in the process of this, so my husband and I, and I'll share a little bit about what we've learned. But it's a good time to step back and say, okay, what lessons can I harvest from last year? What seems significant? How can that inform how I do next year? And what seeds do I want to plant? It's a good time to start thinking. Catalogs are coming in my mailbox. I assume everyone's getting their seed catalogs now. You know, what seeds in my life do I want to be planting? And just as importantly, what weeds that have very, very deep roots do I want to be digging out of my life? So there are lots of ways to do this. I just thought I'd share the elements of a reflection that you might consider. And you could do this, of course, by yourself. I find it really helpful if I'm doing it just for me personally to still do it with other people, because I learn more about my own story hearing other people's stories in relief. You know, you don't necessarily see that you even had a choice when you see some, but then you see someone did something totally differently. You say, oh, I could have done my life differently. So even if it's an individual reflection, if you have a trusted friend or friends to do it with, that's a nice thing. Or you can do it with your coworkers, or you can do it with your family. And Tom and I, because we both do business together and we do marriage together, we kind of lumped it all in together. And so there's a couple elements in that you can create your own questions and process around, but I want to share those. The first, for sense making, any sense making, you want to start with the data. Right? What was tangible? Not opinion, like it was a good year. That's opinion. But actual data. You know, what happened? What seems significant if you're doing a business? You know, where would we make our money? What happened with the financials? So think about, again, what's your area of reflection? Is it about, you know, living your values? Is it about your vocation? Is it about how our business was, our family, whatever? And then think what data questions would help. And I would suggest you do this separate if you're doing it with other people, because you don't want to influence each other, right? Because I'll remember something different than you'll remember. If we were going to reflect on the radio show, we would reflect on different things. We'd remember different pieces of data. So what events stood out, what money, what accomplishments. So for Tom and I, you know, for me, it was inauguration day. I got a phone call, huge work cancellation. And so, you know, think, okay, it was that bleak economy time. Mm-hmm. Or my dog Toto dying in June, or our dog Hannah coming to us in October. Or a project that I had that I just loved doing. And so just getting that out. And Tom did the same thing. Now, here's a caveat. Many of us have, when we go from data, have jumped to action. Oh, well, here's what I got to do. I got to take care of this and do that differently. But what I encourage you to do is just don't do that. Don't get into action. Stay with the reflection, because you want to sort of play with possibilities and play with possible meanings before you get into, so what am I going to do about it, right? Mm-hmm. So the second element, again, you figure out how what works for you, but what are the feelings or past associations that I have with what happened in 09 or whatever time frame you're using? So because we've talked about this many times, we don't take in everything there is to take in. We have a huge filter in our brain that's based on past experience and based on how we feel about things. So getting a little more cognizant of that by saying, okay, where was I energized? Where was I de-energized? Where did I have hope? Where did I have concerns? So one of my events last year was starting this radio show with the two of you in February. And so I looked at that, and then we did a timeline, Tom and I, and I tracked energy. Where was I up and where was I down? The radio show was both. I love seeing both of you on Saturday. I love thinking about these questions of life and thinking about what I think. And there's sometimes it's a de-energizer because I think, I have nothing to say. Or that little voice in my head that says,
Just who do you think you are, little Missy? You have nothing. You don't know that much. You know that little voice.
Yeah.
So you know that was good. I just, you know, it was both ends. Okay. So you got the data, the filter, the associations, feelings you got, and the third thing is what's the possibilities that we can learn from this? Mm-hmm. What are the patterns that repeat in my life, or in my work, or in my family, or my marriage? What needs to be celebrated? A big one. What needs to be celebrated, appreciated? Mm-hmm. What could be changed? You know, you can play with your own possibilities. You know, for us, one of the patterns, which is a no-brainer for a lot of Cook County residents, is summer is hard, really, really hard. We have a business that's tied to two businesses tied to summer tourism, and you know, we have a lot of company that visits, and summer is hard. We have all these good intentions that fall off in the summer. Mm-hmm. So we looked at that pattern and started looking at what we could do with that. So play with possibilities, and then. Then, after you've done that well and really listened to each other, and if you're doing it with other people, what does that mean I should experiment with doing? Not the definitive plan for life, because we keep learning. So what little experiments could I do, you know, next year to enhance the quality of my garden, as it were? What needs to be weeded out? What bad habits? What new practices could I do to make it all just a little bit more intentional and joyful so that our garden blooms as it could instead of just living a reactive day?
Mm, I love that metaphor.
Yeah, I do too. Oh, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, Marcia.